grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Sure is. And we have a special fill-in guest today, Mr. Dr. Green. Are you there, mate?
I am here.
How's it going?
Good evening, afternoon, and happy 420.
Right on. Hey, whereabouts are you? Are we calling you from?
I'm talking to you from the lounge area of the Dactory in Wellington.
Very nice.
Dr. Green, John speaking. I should introduce myself. There's two of us in the studio. My name's Johnny. To my right is Big Hungry, who you just spoke to.
We've met.
How you doing, guys?
It's good to have you on the phone line. Now, just tell us a bit about the Dactory. Actually, I was familiar with the Dactory in Auckland because it's just down the road from my house in Avondale, or you're more New Lynn. But you've opened a similar establishment in Wellington. And what was the Dactory doing in Wellington?
It was the similar purpose. It was in quite different premises. We ended up in a New York loft type premises of about 400 square meters. It's the most glorious, sun-filled, pleasant place that you've ever been.
It's like friends
with
marijuana.
With 80 to 100 people at any given time. People would be coming for an hour or two and enjoying the atmosphere. We had live music playing here. It was the most delightful experience for people in the cannabis culture to be able to go somewhere where they didn't have to compete with alcohol or tobacco.
Yo.
Because they were banned. So when we had the big screen TV up and we watched the All Blacks Australia match, the noise was the same as if we'd been in a pub.
Right.
But we were all... Our people were happily chuffing on pipes, bongs, joints, and various other utensils until last Friday. 10 minutes after opening, police stormed in, and whilst they were polite, they are nonetheless stormtroopers. And they said to the people that had gathered, the members that had gathered, we don't want the smokers, out you go. And that left them with... a friend who was giving me a hand and myself responsible, and we spent the weekend in jail because an undercover cop had purchased a cookie.
Did he eat it?
A cookie. We spent the weekend 3 nights in jail in the Rimutaka prison because an undercover cop had been in here and bought a cookie.
So it's not. So the consumption of marijuana on the premises is not.
Oh, they
really
were happy about the consumption. Right, they weren't worried about the consumption. They were worried about the sale. And the fact is that we did have a dispensary, and that dispensary was there to serve the members' needs.
Right. Yeah. You guys make no bones about that. I really do appreciate sort of the way you attack this situation. You're like. You treat it like a very normal, you provide a safe place for everybody, and you just sort of kind of wait for the man to sort of do its
thing.
Well,
I came to smoking cannabis at a late age, and I had to go through that process of feeling guilty about smoking and then realizing, well, I'm actually the same person I was when I was 39 years old and had my first taste of cannabis. Totally. I'm still the same person. I still have the same moral standards, the same standards of behavior. But I actually enjoy a bud, and now I'm treated as a criminal. So I'm treated as a second-class citizen because of my involvement in the cannabis culture. Mm. And I refuse to be to behave as though I am a second-class citizen because I don't feel that. Yeah. It is the law that is wrong. It is not me. Cannabis is a medicine for all people who use it, and it should be available in a controlled atmosphere. And it should be done in not-for-profit clubs. They should be everywhere in this country. And we shouldn't be having a referendum because that is an evil abdication of responsibility by the politicians. So has the fight just begun? Damn right it has.
No, so you're in the no referendum sort of team. Rather than, are you not looking forward to a bit of law
reform? You find the referendum kind of a bit of a piss take?
I'm in the area where the referendum is being promoted by politicians as they abdicate their responsibility of making the hard decisions. I heard the leader of the opposition a couple of weeks ago, in relation to a completely different subject, use terms like, you know, we're elected to make the hard decisions. And, you know, we don't agree with the referendum for that particular subject, and we will do this and this and this. Mm. And so now that we've got a referendum on cannabis, we find the opposition going around perpetuating myths and nonsense. And how are we expected to have a fair referendum? As I sit here in the Daiquiri, I am looking at a brochure. On one side, it's Speak Up, it's anonymous, and it says Crime Stoppers. Give us a call. We'll pass on your information to the police. And on the other side, it says it is cannabis growing season and this affects you and your neighbours. Yeah. Give us a call. Your call will be in complete confidence. Growers won't hesitate to use you or your property for their own means. And they just denigrate us
propaganda.
Because of the illegality of cannabis. Mm. And how are we supposed to expect a reasonable response from a public vote from people who don't know us? It's not my responsibility to educate my neighbour that I'm not a bad person. Mm-hmm. It's the police that have been brainwashing them, and they don't know that.
Dr. Green, what would be your ideal situation as far as law reform for cannabis goes, and how do you think we would get to that point as opposed to a referendum?
The government are in a position to seek an interim measure. You see, the decision hasn't been made of who's going to own the industry.
Right.
The corporates are circling for that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm advocating for not-for-profits. Mm. So if you let the corporates have the cannabis market, it can never be a not-for-profit market. Can you imagine turning the alcohol industry today into a not-for-profit? That's just a joke, and no one would advocate that.
Yeah.
But this is the start of a new industry,
a
new opportunity, where we're going to continue doing what we've been doing. All 500,000 regular users in the cannabis culture now, we'll continue doing what we've been doing, but you won't be locking us in jail for it. And that way, we should be able to gather together in a not-for-profit way. We don't want to make profits off each other. We can grow our own plants. We can sell cannabis to our members for $3 a gram in a legal market where not-for-profits are allowed to do it. And the licensed premises in each area will be those not-for-profit clubs. Take the profit out of it. There won't be a black market. And everybody will be sat aside and we'll keep it out of the sight of the public. That's the ideal solution.
Mm. Do you think it's the profit driving the government the most rather than them trying to be pretending like it's righteous for everyone?
Look, people have been circling, seeking a way into this marketplace for decades. And the ones that have been involved are those that are part of the cannabis culture, and somebody has to do it because without the growers and the distributors and the sellers and all those people, then there wouldn't be a culture at all. And mostly it's people like me that love the plant.
Mm.
And, okay, gangs might get involved from time to time because that's a method of making money in a black market, but it won't exist in a legal market where the communities are in charge.
Yeah.
You know, 10 years and more ago, I was advocating that we needed clubs, something like an RSA.
Mm.
And the people in the RSA got all bitter and twisted that us dirty druggies were comparing themselves with people in the RSA.
I'm saying now,
that was never intended,
mm.
but that shows you how we are prejudiced. We are talked down to. We are not asked our opinion about how this cannabis should be legalized in this country. We're being told by talking heads. And government are not talking to us because we're criminals. Like, I just got out of jail a couple of days ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm trying to rebuild my life without electronic equipment because it's all been taken.
Mm.
And why? Why? Because I sold a cookie?
Yeah.
Because I was providing a service to people in the cannabis culture in Wellington? Like, how dare the police be involved in this? I took the time to go to the press and tell them what I was doing here. They published that story, and the police were the only people that responded to me.
Right.
No media responded. The police responded. And they wanted to know, are we closing? You have to close. You can't continue. And I said, I want you to give us the discretion you would give us if we were out in the city, if we're smoking in the park, if it's J-Day.
Especially with the
give us the discretion.
Especially with the new laws that have been passed where they're supposed to help rather than shut it down, especially if you are helping a lot of people, you know.
How can we take part in this debate when I speak up, I get arrested? I'm actually taking part in our cannabis culture. I'm helping people. I'm providing a space that is off the street, that's comfortable, warm, cups of tea available, cups of coffee.
Oh, I want to go.
A pro half ridge. Like, look at my Facebook page.
Right.
And see the live streaming when we've had bands playing here over the last few weeks.
It sounds awesome.
And look at the time when I turn around with the camera. And everybody can see just what a peaceful place this has been.
So where to now with Dr. Green and the Dactory? What's the vibe? What's the plan?
The plan is we're going to stay here as long as we can afford to pay the rent without having a dispensary.
Okay.
And that means that we're going to build our movement. We've got plans afoot to go to bigger and larger premises. But now's a time when the people in the cannabis culture have to step up because I don't want to go to jail. And right now, I'm facing years and years in jail, and I'm 70 next April, and I want to see this legal by April next year. We don't need to wait for a referendum.
Right.
The government have the power to re-designate cannabis as a Class D, which gives them the provision to make regulations. Now, if I'm not right with that, if things have changed since I last looked at it, let me put it this way. The government have the power to change gun laws in a matter of weeks.
Yeah, that was fast.
They can change any law they want in a short space of time. I'm saying, stop locking us up. I've had it. It's over.
Fair enough, mate. Fair enough. You've been at it for a long time. We actually really appreciate it. So, look, keep up the good work, mate. And you have allies up here in Auckland. Don't you worry about that.
Thanks for your platform.
Thanks
for the opportunity to talk with you guys.
Dr. Green, everyone. Thanks so much, bro.
Good on you, mate. Take care. Bye-bye.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.